The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the station studios, wherever we are, here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 11th of July, 7:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. What else? Oh, the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. I just said that. Are you letting me babble on, Christina?
Yes, of course.
And
it's your time.
Good morning.
Very good morning. Happy Thursday.
Now, happy Thursday. Now, having not been around dreadlocks a lot, which you have, right?
It's a mix with braids and...
A mix with what?
With braids and dreadlocks and something else.
Oh, okay, mainly it's braids. Okay, I don't know why I said that, but it's you have. How long? I mean, it takes a long time, right, to get your hair like that?
I ordered the main set from Ukraine, so the girl from Ukraine just like made me the original set, and the girl from California, she kind of braided me in.
Okay.
And it took like 3 hours, but it saved me so many time. I woke up today like at 6:15. I just get dressed, wash myself, and then came in.
Okay. So this is kind of like, is it like entwined in your hair?
It's kind of like braided, but like other way.
Okay.
Like not classic.
What do they call those? Extensions? Things like that?
Things like
no.
That.
Anyway. So how long do they last? Do they last as long as you want to just keep them? Right?
No. Normal hair has to grow, so like 2 months, I guess I'll have to rebraid it. You can see already that I have like a little funny hair sticking around everywhere.
Or you can shave right across there.
No, that would be too funny.
It looks nice.
Thank you.
I've never really talked to anybody about having those because I've never been around anybody.
It's just like easier for me with this California heat. It's something new for me. And I don't know how to handle my natural hair with this heat yet. But I'm learning.
Well, you should go to like Texas or Alabama with your hair and then see what the humidity does to your hair. See how curly it can get.
I can even imagine.
Okay. We have national days today?
Yes, we do. And today is so many interesting stuff. So yesterday at night, I realized that I don't have water. So the closest store around my house was open was 7-Eleven. And today is National 7-Eleven Day.
National 7-Eleven Day.
Yes. It looks like my soul was new in
this. Does it say when 7-Eleven, the first 7-Elevens came out?
Yes, let me see.
Because
yes, in 1966.
66. Okay. See, and that's why, you know, when I, you know, these convenience stores, you know, they're AM, PMs and all that, but I call them 7-Elevens because that was the first ones.
And 7-Eleven is everywhere, like over the world.
Yeah.
Even in Colombia.
Yeah. Okay, another day. So today was National 7-Eleven Day, started in 1966.
Yes.
That's pretty cool.
And also, okay. All-American Pet Photo Day.
All-American what?
Pet Photo Day.
Pet?
Your pet.
Oh, National Pet Day.
Kind of like, but Pet Photo Day.
So oh, Pet Photo Day.
Yeah, so if you have a beautiful picture of Buford, please share with us.
Okay. Yeah, Buford's in trouble right now. Buford is in trouble right now.
May I ask why?
Well, I'll tell you after the weather here. Today, widespread haze before 10 a.m. Yeah. And it's going to go up to 110 today with a low around 79. What can I tell you, folks? Friday, 112, Saturday, 111. Then it starts cooling down all the way to 103 on Sunday, and you see, Monday, 101, and Wednesday, 100. it almost seems like good weather then. But 100 is a lot better than 115, 116, 118. It's better than 110. So it's hot. Just remember, stay hydrated, my friends, and you know, take care of yourself. Take care of your pets. If you see somebody laying on the sidewalk, face on the sidewalk, just laying there, do yourself a favor. Call 911. Call the police. Call somebody. They're obviously having problems, and they're laying on this hot concrete. They can burn. I don't mean catch on fire, but you know what I mean. Second, third degree burns, depending on how long they've been there and how hot the concrete was. But, you know, it's one of those times that, you know, it's rare. It's rare, but it happens out there. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business that takes care of their customers. And they do treat their customers as friends. They've been around for about 26 years. It's a veteran-owned business. They get discounts for seniors and veterans. They've won awards for hiring veterans. This is just a good business out there, you know, a good family to do business with. Give them a call, 530-365-3793. Okay. SunGold. The video feed is on. I'm looking at myself right now. I'm looking at Christina. I'm looking around the studio. Send me a text that tells me you can see it now because it's been on. SunGold loves to see the videos in the morning or the live stream we have and when people are on. And I don't blame her. That's why we put it up there. Sometimes we have the camera. Some of our shows, one of our shows, doesn't like to have their, you know, their faces, I guess, on the live stream. So they took one of the old masks, you know, the COVID masks, the blue ones, and they put it over the camera screen. Okay. I don't know why. But, hey, they don't want to be on TV. That's okay with me. We call it the camera diaper. So when you come in the morning, the stream's working, and you look up, and you see it's because the camera diaper's on. Now, all right, let's get going. Kathy Darlin Allen is back in the news. She is to receive a national award from the American Bar Association. It's called the Unsung Heroes of Democracy Award. And the American Bar Association Task Force for American Democracy has named Kathy Darlin Allen as one of its Unsung Heroes of Democracy Award. She's one of five election officials who got the honor this year. ABA, American Bar Association, say the honor is given to people and organizations who work to make sure elections are secure while upholding the democratic ideals of the U.S. Constitution, and in that the winners have significantly advanced the cause of protecting American democracy across the nation. And Kathy Darlin Allen said, this is an award that has my name on it, but it's really for everyone who works in the department. It's a group effort. Conducting elections is a really heavy lift. And it is. I mean, you know, making sure the election and people get a chance to vote and those votes are counted and counted correctly, done quickly. I mean, it is a heavy lift. It's a group effort, but I'm really proud of the people who still work there, and I hope they continue to receive the same kind of support that we got last year and into this year as well. Great. So, congratulations, Kathy. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back, and Tom Toller, the new county clerk and registrar of voters, was interviewed. We're trying to get him on the show, too. I haven't tried real hard, but I want to get him on the show, too. But some of the things he's been saying lately, everybody got fired up about this. Who's going to be the new registrar? Who's going to be the new county clerk? I mean, all types of things are being said and done. But it's interesting to see what this man says, and we're going to talk about that when we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over there at Four Winds Jewelers. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. They have been the best in the North State for 2 years in a row. And it's probably because they are the only full-service jewelry store. They are very friendly people. They have a great selection of jewelry at very fair prices. The only watchmaker repairman in town, the only stone cutter. They have a selection of jewelry from Native American to estate jewelry to specially designed pieces, all of this. You can get your batteries fixed in your watches, get your watches repaired. They are just a good company. They've been around for about 30 years, started by Leonard, and Leonard sold it to Rebecca and Henry, and they've had it, and they just keep moving forward with it. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Four Winds Jewelry. We go there. We'll be right back.
Celebrate the 40th anniversary of the veteran-owned Sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick and fresh, made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops to come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repair repairs who have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 11th of July, 7:20 in the morning, it's going to go up to 110 today. I have to admit, that first segment, I was a little tired. I don't know what it was, but Christina came in and hit me with a wet towel. Gave me a hug.
Usually. Every show.
Comes with that wet towel. He says, take it. Wake up. I got Sue out there. You know, I do the trap. I do the logs for the station. I'm the one that puts in all the commercials and all that. Well, not really, because, see, Sue's out there right now making my job easier. And so when I go in and sit there and think I'm being brilliant with it, it's because she's already done part of it. So what can I say? Hey, let's talk about the new clerk, Shasta County's new clerk and registrar of voters, Tom Toller. He was interviewed by somebody at KRCR, Mike Mangus. And this should kind of calm down. Hopefully this will calm down some people out there. He's, as Tom has said, and we want to get Tom on and hear what he has to say too, but he sounds pretty much like somebody that wants to get the job done, and what he said is he's really happy that he's there. And the staff, he said, has been wonderful to him, and he believes they're integrating well and they're confident they can form a strong team. And this is a comment from him. He said, I realize there's a strong push for hand counting, and I have no philosophical objection to hand counting, but the legislature has spoken. It's something that we can work to lobby the legislature. We can try to convince them of the benefits. But as an operational goal, it's just not going to happen, certainly not for the November 5th election. He wants two phases, one before the November 5th election, one after. Doesn't expect big changes. We don't have a lot of time to make changes anyway. So the main thing is on November 5th election. It's huge. Presidential election, Senate, local elections, all this. Thing he really wants to do is clean up the voter rolls. And I strongly applaud that. And to make sure that the voter rolls are correct and have been purged of people who are no longer here, either passed away or moved away. They haven't voted. And if you haven't voted in so many years, they'll send you a letter. And if you don't hear anything, your name's taken off the rolls. So, I don't know what people expected when they moved him into it. But at least his first statements and are very positive. Okay. Buford is in the proverbial doghouse, Christina. You asked, and you want to know why.
Unfortunately, I don't know what that means.
It means he's in trouble.
Okay. Why?
Okay. Well, last night we had two couples over for dinner, of friends. One of whom is totally, totally anti-Trump. And I said to him, Biden? He goes, I don't care if he, I don't care if he pees on himself in front of a press conference. That's how much I dislike Donald Trump. And I think, and this is a very, this is a knowledgeable man and who has, I'm not going to go any further than that, but in business and other things. But his distaste for Trump almost matches my sister. And I'm thinking about, we discussed the other side with Mr. Biden, President Biden, and where he is in his life right now. and how the Biden team, the family is circling the wagons there, and Hunter Biden, the smartest man that Joe Biden knows, and that's what he said. What's happening there? Is what's going to happen, you know, to our country? And I think the big thing, though, is that we all agreed on is how did we get here? How did we get here? And we're talking about presidents from the past, and you know, and a president's moral fiber, his ability to, which, you know, to not be embroiled in scandals, or to be able to do the job. And where are those younger candidates? I mean, 78 and 81, running the most powerful, war machine, the most powerful economy in the world. And so here we are. But this is where we are. Anyway, so while we're having dinner, Buford, this is Buford's first dinner with people. And he laid down under the table. Linda could see him. She thought he was just laying there, sleeping. But Buford had his head stretched out and started nibbling on our dining room table stand. You know, it's set up, you know, it's on a pedestal type thing. You know what I'm talking about? The dining room? Anyway, the dog is nibbling on it quietly and nibbles off about $200 worth of damage. Just nibbling before she noticed it. So Buford is in trouble today. Except Buford isn't treated like he's in trouble because he doesn't know what he did. And we didn't catch him right when he was doing it. So I could have just gone over and smacked him, which I haven't done. But he wouldn't have understood. So I made him come over and lay down next to me, which he did, and he goes to sleep the rest of the time. But Buford got in trouble last night, as much as a dog can get in trouble that doesn't understand what he did. It's not like the producers here. When I run over, if you do something, and I roll up that newspaper and smack you in the nose, I say, don't do that. All right, what else is going
on?
You got it easy. I've gotten so kinder and gentler in my later years here. You wouldn't have liked it. But let me go back to my original premise here. There are people out there that just hate Trump, just dislike him viscerally, that they don't care what Biden does because they don't want Trump to be president. Biden can get up there and babble, which he has. He could, and I said, but what about the leadership of the country? And they go, well, it's not a good situation. I went, no, but, and then they go back to their original premise. They just dislike Trump so much. And they say, yes, he accomplished some things, but so was Biden. I said, yeah, but Biden, this is going forward. This isn't like we can go, oh, this isn't the case of Benjamin Button where you get younger every day. You get older every day. So. But here's the best part. We agreed to disagree. We're still friends. We still hug each other when we leave. Diametrically, I don't know, diametrically opposed. I can see his reasoning. You know, you want a man of honor, a man of no peccadilloes. Of course, you want somebody that's leading our country. It's like that. And you want somebody that's competent and mentally competent. And it doesn't let 10 million people cross the border. I mean, we, like most people in our country, we agree on many things. Keeping our borders closed, but having an immigration policy, you know, so that it actually we can get people in here we want and need. Keeping our, you know, our armed forces strong. Keeping us, that, you know, we all agree is that the, you know, that is that government is on our backs all the time with taxes and these strange things that are happening. Vast majority of us are like that. just get off our back by the government. We don't mind paying our fair share of taxes. But when you start getting targeted because your success, there's where the problem was. Anyway, it was a pleasant dinner. We're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank is a community bank. Been in the business over 17 years. They've been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. To learn more, go to bankcornerstone.com, or even better, just stop in one of the branches and say, hey, I'm thinking about opening an account here. Hear what they have to say. You'll like it. We'll be right back with Curative Creations.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas. But our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeVot. Today, the 11th of July, 7:34 in the morning, 77 degrees out there, going up to 110. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy's been helping people since 1993. Families, veterans, seniors, business owners, insurance, and financial management. If you're looking for maybe a second opinion or a free review of what you have, give her a call at 530-221-0441, located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. Good people there. Good people. We do business with Judy. I'm here, and it's kind of not weird, but we have David and Jennifer Wiley here. Now, David is one of our producers and is doing a great job. Just came on how long ago?
Has it been a month and a half?
Something like that.
Yeah, two months.
Yeah, doing a great job. But he and Jennifer owned this company in this store called Cascade Creations. So, good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
I see you. I don't see you as much as I see David. I see David all the time. If I don't see him, he's blowing up my phone with text. But they're good text. And tell everybody, tell our audience what Cascade Curations, that's Curations, is.
So Cascade Curations is a clothing store, art store, and music store in downtown Reading. And we do music lessons. We also are starting a clothing brand, and we're really excited about that, too. And, we're super excited to be here today.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So I didn't realize you did music also. I should have known that, but I didn't.
Yeah, it's kind of it is. It's a hybrid of an art gallery, a music store,
right,
and a clothing store.
Okay.
So I think it's got it all. We're the new Walmart.
You're new. the new Walmart. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that can't hurt, but it's much more because you design clothes and build clothes, or is that the right word? Build? It's not build. Design and make clothing.
Yeah, we're working on making a brand from scratch. So basically from the ground up, from the garment to the sales floor, we're starting a brand.
You're wearing one that you made yourself.
Yeah, I made this 2 days ago. It was a lot of fun.
So is that easy to do?
Yeah, it's just a lot of fun for me. I'm just into like creativity, and it's just one of my passions to sew and make clothing. So.
Okay, you two, tell us about yourselves. David, where are you from?
I grew up in Indiana, and moved here about a little.
Was this like French Lick, Indiana?
Close. Kokomo, Indiana.
Kokomo. Kokomo, Indiana. How many? I've heard. Who hasn't heard of Kokomo?
Yeah.
Indiana.
Yeah.
Beach Boy song.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, but Kokomo, Indiana.
Yep.
Okay.
And my mom was an auto worker, and she worked for Delco Electronics. That's what it was then. And there was two big factories in town. There was Delco Electronics and Chrysler. It's all the transmissions were made right in my hometown.
Wow.
But it's like where the first gasoline engine powered car was from, with Elwood Haynes and all that.
Yeah. Kokomo, Indiana. And French Lick, of course, is where Larry Bird came from.
That's right.
The great basketball player. Indiana, you know, I've traveled through Indiana, but I've never spent any time there. But it strikes me as, you know, when you say that, you know, auto industry, but as being a farming state too. I mean, you're right up next to Illinois, and to the south of you is, I'm trying to think, south of you is the state below you,
Kentucky,
right? So we'd come up.
Well, technically, Kentuckiana, right in between
right there,
the two,
in between.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so how'd you get out here?
About 11 years ago, I visited here, and I just absolutely loved it. And I really felt drawn to Reading because of the mountains and the beauty. And I liked California, but I didn't like some of the things about California, but I liked Reading, California.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of like us. So what's your background then? And because you're a very accomplished young man.
Let's see here. You're talking about, because the other day I was talking Hindi to the doctors.
Yeah, I mean, you're speaking Hindi to the doctors.
At Indiana University.
Plus you understand.
Yeah.
What's the other one?
It was a little bit of Telugu and stuff like that.
Okay.
But at Indiana University, I did study a little Hindi, because you got to pick languages, and I was like, Well, everyone's doing German and Spanish, so I just picked the most, like, what I thought was the most exotic one there was.
he's rapping with them, and I'm like, David, you can do this. Okay.
And then you said, why aren't you working for the government? And I said, hey, the media is the fourth branch of the government.
That's true. And okay, so you got out here about 11 years ago. Okay, got it. Now, Jennifer, tell me about you.
Well, I was I grew up in Florida, in Melbourne, actually, where, you know, kind of where NASA is, the same county. So
I grew up. She's a space cadet.
Yeah. It's actually a countdown county, so it's the area code is 321. And so it's
it really
funny.
Is. It really is.
So
her dad worked at NASA.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I grew up there, but I traveled all over, like, in my 20s and moved different places. But I ended up in California also about 4 years ago. I just love the mountains. I love the scenery and just so beautiful here in Redding.
You were in Portland at the fashion school.
Yeah, I went.
But she's a dropout. Which that's
a drop, a fashion dropout. So where'd you two meet then? Here.
So now, like all those college dropouts, she's going to be a millionaire.
There you go.
Maybe one day. Yeah, hopefully that's the hope.
So you two met here, Matt.
We did.
Yes.
Oh,
we did.
Okay. Interesting. Yep. So you two met here.
Yeah.
I didn't know that either. It's good. And now we're together.
Yes.
That's cool. Definitely. And then you're a musician. Are both of you musicians? I know you are.
She is too. She's a little shy about it.
I play a little ukulele and guitar.
Okay, ukulele.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, get your phones ready because you're going to hear something about a ukulele giveaway. A ukulele, which is just kind of like a tiny guitar. Right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, so this mixture of creations you have here. Cascade Curations, music, clothing, and art. So tell me a little bit about that. What kind of music are we talking about?
So when back in 2022, Harriet's downtown music store, after 30 years, they closed down.
Yeah.
And other places were closing down in that year, you know, and they had made it through COVID. And this space became available that we're in now, in Foundry Square.
Right.
Across from Jack's and where the Reading Police substation is there.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I commend the Reading Police Department for all the work they're doing. And I tell you what, two complaints over the years about downtown has been the parking and the crime. But that has changed, guys. One thing is we've got free parking for customers in our spot.
You've got
we have a Reading Police substation in our building.
So it helps.
And it's really nice, yeah. So anyway.
It's like having a policeman live in your house and park his car out front. Right.
Yeah, they park right out front. And we've got a music store. So we wanted to be a music store. I tell you what, if you want to be like I won't mention the brand. If you want to be like a certain guitar brand dealer, you have to have $100,000 buy-in. And we didn't have that. So we're going with the second-hand thing with music instruments. But we're starting to pick up some new brands and stuff like that to bring into the store. So we've got guitars, drums, and we also do music lessons in there. As well as we've got records. So we've got like a little record store kind of going on in there too. And so you can buy records, you can buy guitars, we've got pianos. We also do music lessons in there.
Okay, what kind of music lessons do you do?
So we've got guitar lessons, beginner piano lessons. I've been playing drums for 35 years, so I teach drums. And she's been doing a little ukulele lessons too.
Yeah, just beginner ukulele, but so much fun.
Beginner ukulele.
It's a Hawaiian.
Oh, no, I got it.
You know what it is.
No, I know what it is. I mean, I lived there. So, rode the bonsai pipeline. So, nice. No, I didn't. I didn't do that.
Did you ever try playing ukulele?
No.
Let's get him one.
Nor have I tried.
You got to get
him. Nor have I tried playing the guitar and the piano. I can, you know, I can bounce around and play chopsticks sometimes. Sometimes I can't. Okay, I'm here with David and Jennifer Wiley. David is a producer here, and Jennifer and David's opened up this store called Cascade Curations. It's a kind of a cross between a art art store, a music store, and a clothing store. They're going to cover all those bases, and they provide lessons and clothing. When we come back, let's talk about the clothing. And because we just had the Fashion Alliance on here yesterday, and they had really nice things to say about you, Jennifer, and your creative abilities. So this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at REU. If you think about getting an electric vehicle, well, REU has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. 7:45 in the morning, 78 degrees, going up to 110 today, my friends. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Hi friends, RC from Tobacco and Brew with this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Toscano's Master Age Cigars. For all those who enjoy Kentucky fire-cured tobacco comes Toscano's Premium Blend. Micro-fermented, flame-cured, aged, then aged an additional 360 days, all under the daily watch of an affinatore. Some have called this Toscano's Masterpiece. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply. If you're a contractor, maintenance company, homeowner, or the do-it-yourselfer, Laux Landscape Supply is here to help. We offer lots of rental equipment like side cutters, fiber plates, concrete saws, tile saws, stump grinders, trenchers, even our popular mini-skid loader, and so much more that's available to go to work on your next project. We also offer trucking and delivery service of all types of products, whether it's our garden soil or gravel for your home, builder to level up your land, specified products for your commercial project. We offer multiple size trucks, making your load a payload every time, creating the most cost-effective way to get your load, whether you need a half yard or thousands of yards delivered to your job site. Laux Landscape Supply is here to help with knowledgeable staff that's ready to work. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com. Give us a call at 378-2220 or just come see us 7 days a week at the corner of Dersh, Airport, and Churn Creek Road. And check out our store stocked with all the essentials to help make your yard the envy of the neighborhood. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Mimi Mosley here from Mosley Family Sellers. We'd just like to thank Reading Rancheria for their generous gift to us. It was so helpful and helped to keep us alive.
Hi, I'm Shelby Mahara with Squishy Doodle Face Painting, and I just wanted to say a huge thank you to Reading Rancheria for all of their support. They always help the community and always help to take care of us when they can.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
There you go. Good going, Christina. Taking you down to Kokomo. Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. It's the 11th of, National 7-Eleven Day. I just got it. Okay. Duh. It's the 7th month and it's the 11th day, July the 11th, and it's National 7-Eleven Day. Founded in, began in 1966. You know, I kind of think, yeah, I know what's going on. You know, I kind of think that. And then I realize, I am like a step behind sometimes. Like, National 7-Eleven Day that Christina told me about, and it's 7-Eleven. And then you find the Kokomo. I've never known anybody from Kokomo, Indiana. I mean, I'm kind of feeling like honored here. And I don't even know what the town looks like. I think of it as it's not, but it's got two factories in it, so it's got to be, how big is Kokomo?
It's like 55,000 people.
Oh, okay. Well, that's, yeah. Okay, that is kind of how I pictured it. And I'm here.
But
with
everybody in my town did go to the same high school. So you know how like there's multiple high schools here.
No, just one high school.
One high school. Yeah.
I'm here with David and Jennifer Wiley, who David's a producer of ours. Plus, he does a lot of other things. And they have a business down in the Foundry. Was it Foundry?
Foundry Square. Yeah.
Foundry Square called right Cascade across. Curations, and this is a place to stop in because they have, not only do they have art, but they also have clothing and music, lessons, instruments, all of that. And you're open. What are your hours?
We're open 11 to 7, Monday through Saturday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, right across from Jack's.
Right across from Jack's. So go in there, buy a ukulele, and go over and strum it in Jack's. That could be fun. Now, you want to give away?
Let's give away a ukulele.
Okay, we're giving away a ukulele. And no, Christina, you can't enter the contest. Sorry, I know you want to. Okay, she's running around grabbing her paper and pencil. If you want to win, are you going to throw in a couple of lessons?
We'll throw in one lesson.
One lesson to how to get started on your ukulele. And here they come. 530-605-4567. If you want a ukulele and you want your first lesson, there you go. She's answering the phone. And she may have, if you're calling in and she's not answering, it's because that she's already on the line with somebody else. All right. So what kind of artwork are we talking about?
We've got 27 right now, 27 different local artists selling their art there. And we've got all different types, you know, and we've also accepted art from different mental abilities and things like that. We'll honor people, you know, wherever.
Oh, yeah. Now, there are some kids with autism or people with autism that have display, you know, have art displays right here. So you have some of that.
Yeah, you got some of that. And this is cool. Bunch of calls coming in. Yeah, it's really cool to, you know, put the kind of call out. You know, there's other great places doing it in town, and they have themes and stuff like that, but ours is just wild. There's no theme. It's just completely wild, and really it's random what people have brought in.
Okay. So you can see a bunch of everything, Jen.
Yeah, it's fun. It's all just pure talent, and it's people, like, in the Garden Tract, people down Placer, you know, all over Reading.
Neighborhood art.
Yeah,
yeah.
We call it local neighborhood art.
Neighborhood art.
Yeah,
that's
which is
cool.
Great. So
yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah.
And
well, okay, so you have 27 local artists that you're exhibiting, you know, people with autism to, like you say, your neighborhood art. I think that sounds cool. Local guys and girls.
And one more thing. We did sell a $4,000 art piece. A lady named Bridget Kurt here in town.
Yeah.
And she's from Paris, France, but she's local here. And she's an incredible impressionist style, like French impressionist.
Yeah.
And we thought, wow, okay, $4,000. All right, well, let's give it a shot. It was wild that day. I mean, we had, you know, it was like a slow week. And here comes somebody that kind of made the month with one art sale.
Oh, that's great. Good.
And it's just world-class art right there, too. So when I say all levels, really,
okay.
Down to amateur.
Right.
To yeah.
Okay, now the clothing. Now, is this stuff you just made yourself, or is this stuff you've acquired, or what?
So we are also a second-hand store. We also have new clothes.
Uh-huh.
And the other day, a one-armed man came into the store, a guy with one arm. And he said, hey, I heard this was a secondhand store. And I said, not that kind of secondhand store. All right. Thanks for laughing at my corny joke.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, Seth. Is it Seth? Hello, Christina. Christina.
Yes, it is.
Is it Seth?
Spelled by it says, I'm not sure.
Is that S-E-T-H?
Is it S-E-T-H?
Yes.
Okay, Seth, and you're going to pick it up tomorrow at the store.
At the store. At 1740 California Street, across from Jack's.
Right, so he's going to pick it up tomorrow. Okay, well, congratulations, Seth. Thanks for listening, and play it in good health. What can I say? Okay. All right, so the clothing is some of it secondhand, gently used.
Yes.
And some of it is your designer stuff.
Yeah, we really look for condition, quality, and style. Mm-hmm. So we make sure everything's in, like, pristine condition before we put it on the floor. We make it sure if it's new, it's fine. But if it's gently used, we wash it and we put it on the floor. But we also have created clothes. But we buy, sell, trade clothing. So if you say you have something you don't want to use anymore that – you know, or something
doesn't
you've never
fit.
Worn in your closet. Yeah, you can bring it in and trade it for something that you might want or get cash or store credit. So it's really nice.
That's cool. Because yeah. Linda goes to her closets twice a year. And there's some good stuff coming out of there. And you know that she's worn, she hasn't worn, and she's got some nice stuff.
And depending on our cash flow, you know, that week and stuff like that, we just say it like this. We pay more than Goodwill.
Well, I hope. Okay, this is Cascade Curations, C-U-R-A-T-I-O-N-S. It's down in Foundry Square. It's a relatively new store.
We've been there a year and a half now.
Okay, year and a half. And
so we're, just not even a toddler yet.
Right. And Jennifer and David Wiley, and David's one of our producers here, and he does much more than just that. Yeah, and this sounds like a cool place. I think we're going to, Linda and I'll come in and visit.
Thank you, Carl.
Well, you know, we probably should have before now, but we have a crazy thing going on in our life. We have no control of our life. Anyway, there's the guy's name, Seth. I'll let you have that because he's going to come in and,
awesome,
and pick up his ukulele.
We
tomorrow.
Also have about 30 different ukuleles to check out if you want to come and buy one.
Where'd you get this thing about ukuleles? I mean, that's kind of... Isn't that unusual?
It's pretty niche, you know, but what's cool is anybody can kind of pick it up and learn to play it. It's not, like, difficult as a guitar. So even little kids and stuff like that, it's their size. So we just, And we've got a bunch of different varieties of colors, and we've even got a flag ukulele with the flag.
That's cool. I love that. Okay, so we're going to come down and visit it. We expect our friends to come down and visit it. And I mean, art... clothing and music. So if somebody wants to learn to play the harmonica, you got anybody that can help somebody play the harmonica?
I could refer them to someone.
Refer them to someone.
Yeah.
Okay. I was once a very talented harmonica player.
Oh wow!
Nice.
I could play Silent Night.
We got to get you in here to do that.
No.
On the air.
No.
Yeah.
I've got to go back and find my instructions. And, you know, which were essentially inhale, blow,
right.
and different chords. No, suck, blow. No, I mean, you can learn to play the harmonica doing that. You know, when he gave up on me after the first day, he said, look, just let me write it out for you. It came out okay.
Thanks.
All right. When we come back in our next segment, we've got Simpson University here with us and be talking about some of the newer things that are happening out there in their science and technology and our football team. Football season's getting ready to start and much more like that. And now I can put David back to work. And David does our produces our evening shows and our baseball. And we have a baseball game tonight, tomorrow night, Saturday night. We do not have one Sunday that – as of right now.
Correct.
That we're broadcasting. But game tonight. And, you know, it down there in the stadium, it starts at 7:15. Things have cooled off a lot.
Yeah.
You're in the shade. Got the breeze coming off the river. So It's a good place to go and enjoy baseball. The Colt 45s.
Every pitch matters in baseball. That's what's exciting about listening to it on the radio.
Yeah, you know what? And so
the announcer is great, by the way. Sorry.
Yeah, Jacob Green. Yeah, we like Jacob a lot. And he is a communications major out at Simpson University. So hopefully, you know, we got to sit down and talk about maybe doing Simpson football this year. We'll see.
Let's go.
We'll go talk about
that. Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a break from the news and we'll be right back.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Instead of rising, as many analysts were expecting, consumer prices actually fell 0.1% from May to June. That, according to the Labor Department's Consumer Price Index.
Whether you look at the headline or the core, excluding food and energy, these numbers came in better than expected. And consumers are obviously anxious to see better news on prices and inflation, and now they're finally getting it.
Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick, the CPI rose 3% from 1 year ago. Despite millions of illegal aliens streaming into the country, 198 House Democrats have voted against a Republican bill requiring Americans to show proof of U.S. citizenship before voting. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise says it's clear that President Biden and the Democrats want those illegal alien votes. A Republican SAVE Act expected to get bottled up in the Democrat-controlled Senate. U.S. Senator Democrat Peter Welch of Vermont and Democrat partisans George Clooney and Rob Reiner have joined the call for President Biden to quit the race for the White House. Mr. Biden will try to quiet doubts about his abilities at a late afternoon Washington news conference.
The president will face questions from the White House press corps at the conclusion of the NATO summit. Mr. Biden and his campaign hope to use the event to fend off continued calls for him to withdraw from the 2024 presidential race, given concerns about his age and mental fitness. He has argued he had a bad night at the debate 2 weeks ago and believes a strong performance this afternoon will convince members of his party that he still has the ability both to win in November and to serve a second term. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The remnants of Hurricane Beryl have triggered flash flooding across parts of upstate New York and New England. One death in Vermont attributed to flash flooding. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 99 points, the Nasdaq down 233. Townhall.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt or personal loans? With credit card debt at all-time highs, Debt Relief Advocates is urgently notifying consumers of debt relief now being made available designed to aid consumers with out-of-control credit card debt. Those who qualify and enroll for this relief program will only have to pay back a fraction of what they owe. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. This is a relief program that credit card companies would rather you not know about, as it ends your debt nightmare and saves you lots of money. Consumers owing at least $10,000 in credit card debt or personal loans can now take advantage of this debt relief as the cost of living skyrockets. Debt Relief Advocates has established a relief hotline for you to call to learn what debt reduction you may qualify for, so don't wait. For this free information, call the Relief Hotline at 800-606-4110. 800-606-4110. Again, that's 800-606-4110.
Beijing is warning NATO against stirring up chaos in Asia.
China's accused NATO of seeking security at the expense of others and told the alliance not to bring the same chaos to Asia. The statement from a foreign ministry spokesperson comes a day after NATO labeled China a decisive enabler of Russia's war against Ukraine. Lin Jian said at a daily briefing, NATO agitating about China's responsibility on the Ukraine issue is unreasonable and has sinister motives, adding the bloc's so-called security comes at the cost of security of other countries. China has backed Russia's contention that NATO's expansion poses a threat to Russia. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The South African city of Cape Town and surrounding areas have been hit by more storms, ripping roofs off houses, causing widespread flooding. The storms forcing at least 4,500 people from their homes. News and analysis, townhall.com. The defense has wrapped up closing arguments. Jury deliberations next in the federal corruption trial of Democratic Senator Robert Menendez of New Jersey.
Menendez attorney Adam Fee told the Manhattan jury the case dies there. He said Menendez was doing his job and doing it well. The government failed to prove the senator's actions were anything other than what elected officials are supposed to do. Menendez is charged with accepting gold bars and hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash from 2018 to 2022 from three New Jersey businessmen and agreed to take official actions that would benefit their interests. Prosecutors pointed out earlier fingerprints were found on tape that sealed up the cash and on envelopes belonging to one of the businessmen and to Menendez. I'm Ed Donahue.
A pilot died when her single-engine firefighting plane crashed into a Montana reservoir while scooping up water to fight a nearby wildfire. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 7th of July, 7-11. It's also National 7-11 Day. Started in 1966, yeah. 8:05 in the morning news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's here. Good morning there, my braided princess of the Ukraine.
Good morning.
How are you?
International. Not only Ukrainian.
What?
Not only Ukrainian, international.
You're international. You're American. Born in America.
But with Ukrainian soul and discipline.
Okay. In fact, she's heading back home here next
soon.
Month. Yeah.
I'm really excited about this.
She's going to call in from there, and we're going to do a show with her.
Yes, and I already kind of reach a few soldiers who's in the military right now, so they will kind of will help us and give the interview how it's going on right now there.
Okay, great. All right. We are not sending her there, just by the way. We're not sending her there. She's going on.
That's my own.
Going. I don't want you to go there if you're going to get hurt. Okay. Let me see the weather. Oh, today, balmy, 110 degrees, down from 118. So, hey. Tomorrow, about 112, and we're looking at it slowly reducing until next Wednesday, where it'll be about 100 degrees. It's hot. It's going to stay hot. Excessive heat warnings are out, of course. For this, so try to stay protected, stay in the shade if you can, hydrate, drink as much liquid as you can, water, specifically, not necessarily beer, but liquid's liquid, right? Okay. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson is a family-owned business. They've been doing this for about 26 years. They do treat their customers as friends. They have special payments. They have special programs, discounts for seniors and veterans. They've won awards for hiring veterans. They are just really, really good people. Kinney family, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business. Shasta Gas Propane. You reach them at 365-3793. I'm here with Simpson University and Dr. John Yabe. Close enough?
Yeah, that's great.
Great. Who is the provost. And Dr. Tim Orr, who is the chair of the Political Science and History Department. So we're going to be talking about these things today. So good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, let's start with you, Dr. John.
Okay.
Tell us about yourself. I mean, how'd you get to Reading?
Yeah, so I, I guess this summer makes 15 years. Moved.
Whoa.
Moved over to Reading in 2009 with my family to start teaching at Simpson. Was hired as a professor of history at in the history department. Started out there and moved here from the Midwest where I was doing my graduate work in Illinois. Mm-hmm. Originally from Hawaii, so my wife and I wanted to be on the West Coast, and so
what part of Hawaii?
Grew up on the Big Island and Oahu.
In Oahu. Yeah. What part of Oahu?
I was, in my youth, I was on the leeward side of the island. Mm-hmm. And then my folks settled in the middle of the island in Mililani.
Okay.
Yeah.
I lived over in Kailua.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Over there in that area. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're the provost.
Yes.
What is a provost? I mean, you see that all the time.
Right.
What the hell is a provost?
Yeah, great question. I get that a lot, actually. Probably the quickest response, the quickest answer to that is I'm the chief academic officer.
Oh, okay.
So basically I oversee all of the academic programs that Simpson offers at the university. Been in this role for a little over a year, and prior to that served as dean of arts and sciences for about 3 years. So been in administration now for about 4 years altogether.
Okay. So when you oversee all of the classrooms, what's being taught, mm-hmm. essentially.
Yeah.
Now, how do you do that? Do you have, like, a team? Do you have people go in and like, secret shoppers and kind of go into a class and listen?
I don't know how to put it that way, but yes, I have a wonderful team of deans and directors, first of all, that report directly to me. So each of the schools and graduate programs have either a dean or a director that oversees the day-to-day operations of the program and administration of the program. And then within that structure, within School of Arts and Sciences, we have departments that are usually represented by the disciplines. So, for example, Dr. Orr here is the department chair for History and Political Science, and they have the direct contact with the students and delivering the programs.
Yeah. Now, do they submit to you this is the classes we're teaching, this is how we plan on doing it? Do they submit that to you? And then you take a look at it, or is this more of a Wild West type of thing?
maybe somewhere in between. So there is, some accountability.
Dr. Orr just choked on his coffee on that one. So
there is some accountability in terms of the courses that are offered, right? And making sure that we're delivering the program that we're delivering. But
I can't imagine Simpson going way out there, though. I mean, I just don't because. Yeah. I mean, it's a Christian university, and it's, I don't expect you to be showing, having classes on anarchy.
Right.
How to build bombs. I mean,
right.
I don't see that.
Right. Yeah, I mean, my role on that particular issue is primarily to just make sure that we're staying on mission. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I'm not an expert in all of the fields, so I can't speak to content in every field, but it's mainly to make sure that we're on point, delivering our programs that meets our mission goals, and also that we're accredited by WASC as our regional accreditor, and so we have to make sure also that we're complying with those standards and regulations as well. So that's primarily what I oversee.
Okay, cool. So you're kind of like the big kahuna when it comes to everything that's being taught there. Kahuna being a Hawaiian term.
Yeah.
So all the different academic specialties submit to you what they're teaching that year or that semester. And you've got to make sure it all melds into the point of this is where we're heading and this is what we need to accomplish.
Mm-hmm.
Because part of the accreditation process, obviously, is classes taught and all of this.
Right. Right.
All right.
That's right. It's a good way to describe it, I think you got.
Well, it's good to have, I mean, because when you hear the term provost, it's a provost. Well, that can mean anything, but now we know what it means. Okay, we're here with Simpson University and Dr. John Ayabe, who's the provost out there, and we're going to take a break and come back to Dr. Tim Hall. Tim Orr, who is the political science and history department, which is one of my favorites.
Mine too.
I think my master's is in political science, even though I always thought it was in history, but it's not. It's political science. I'll explain that to you during the break. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Patrick Gorman's office. Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials, you need some help. And here's a guy Patrick Gorman, who can help you. He's an expert in workers' compensation. He's built the largest workers' compensation office north of Sacramento. And how's that happened? It's because he knows what he's talking about. Former law enforcement, a veteran, worked for the insurance companies for a couple of years and said he didn't like that side. So he's come over here to help people. Work injuries can be life-changing for you, your family. Your employer wants you to get back to work. You want to get back to work, but you're not getting the treatment that you should have, that you deserve. Give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168. He's going to fight for you, and he's a scrapper. He's a man of integrity. Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. We'll be right back.
Anniversary of the veteran-owned Sandwichery at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. This mom-and-pop restaurant has been serving up delicious, quick, and fresh, made-to-order sandwiches with generous portions at a great price for 40 years. Enjoy a club sandwich, pastrami corned beef, a Californian with turkey, avocado, and cheese, an egg salad sandwich, roast beef, chicken salad, and I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. They also have vegetarian sandwiches and much more. Plus, hot dogs and homemade soups, potato salad, and big bakery-style cookies. Sandwichery is also a destination featuring unique World War II decor with inside dining and outside shaded patio seating. Sandwichery, celebrating their 40th anniversary this July. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 2 at 1341 Tehama Street in downtown Reading. Sandwichery, dine in or take out. Call 530-246-2020. That's 530-246-2020.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. It was bound to happen. We received several calls from vehicle owners that have had their cars repaired at the big box body shops. They were not satisfied with the repairs. They were told by their insurance company they had no choice to who was to repair their vehicle. This is not true. Big box body shops have such a large influence in the industry, unsatisfied customers have little or no effect on the customer base. Coachmaster has been repairing vehicles in Reading since 1969. Reading is a small town. You don't exist for 55 years with unsatisfied customers. Any and every customer's repair concern is taken personally. At Coachmaster, we do whatever it takes to retain the respect and trust of our customers. We do what's right. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauchs Landscape Supply. If you're a contractor, maintenance company, homeowner, or the do-it-yourselfer, Lauchs Landscape Supply is here to help. We offer lots of rental equipment like side cutters, fiber plates, concrete saws, tile saws, stump grinders, trenchers, even our popular mini-skid loader, and so much more that's available to go to work on your next project. We also offer trucking and delivery service of all types of products, whether it's our garden soil or gravel for your home, builder to level up your land, specified products for your commercial project. We offer multiple size trucks, making your load a payload every time, creating the most cost-effective way to get your load, whether you need a half yard or thousands of yards delivered to your job site. Lauchs Landscape Supply is here to help with knowledgeable staff that's ready to work. Find us on the web at LauchsLandscapeSupply.com. Give us a call at 378-2220 or just come see us 7 days a week at the corner of Dersh, Airport, and Churn Creek Road, and check out our store stocked with all the essentials to help make your yard the envy of the neighborhood. Lauchs Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Yeah,
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning, 8:20 in the morning here on 7-Eleven. There's National 7-Eleven Day. Gosh, temperature is about 80 degrees, going up to 110 today. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And I'm here with Simpson University and Dr. John Ayabe, who is the provost, and Dr. Tim Orr, who is the chair for the Political Science and History Department. So good morning there, Dr. Orr.
Good morning.
Doctor. tell us about you, Tim.
Yeah, so I am a historian at Simpson University. I'm chair of the History and Political Science Department. I also run the Simpson Scholars, our honors program. I did my PhD at Baylor, finished in 2017, focusing largely on early modern history, so 16th century European history, looking at mobility, gender, and the effects of the Protestant Reformation. But came up in 2017 and have been here for 7 years, starting my eighth year at Simpson, which is kind of crazy.
Where are you from?
So moved around a bit, was born in Texas, but also lived in Utah, Washington State, but primarily for most of my younger years in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Bixby, to be precise, just south of Tulsa.
Tulsa, Oklahoma. Okay. What part of Washington State?
I was in Bellingham, but just for a year.
Okay.
It's a little brief stay over.
Yeah, I know where that's at.
Wanted to come back to the West Coast, though, with the...
Okay. And so you obviously were teaching at university level.
Yes.
Before you got here.
A bit. So while I was finishing my PhD at Baylor, I was also teaching courses for them.
Correct. So why do... this is going to sound like a very simple question, but I've always kind of wondered, is a person goes on to get his PhD or her PhD. I mean, it's years sometimes. Mm-hmm. And is it to be able to teach at the university level?
Oh, it's for the money. No, it is... It is absolutely.
Because you get paid more as a PhD than you do.
You might not. Depending. No, usually the goal is to teach at the university level, but the impetus, I think, is actually you fall in love. You run into a subject
you want
to dive into more. You want to spend more time with, and the environment of academia is really unique. I did my undergrad at John Brown University in the northwest corner of Arkansas, which, like Simpson, is a small Christian liberal arts institution.
Mm-hmm.
And that sort of environment really sticks with you, I think. Once you're in a place that is surrounded by people who you love, but who also love what you love, the pursuit of truth, and particularly in a Christian context, the pursuit of you know, truth and beauty, it's a difficult place to walk away from. And so I just decided I never would.
Yeah, that's a good point. That was the same with me, too. I did my undergrad at, another Christian liberal arts college in the Midwest, and kind of fell in love with academia there. I mean, they kind of instill that love for learning, lifelong learning, and you pursue it because you're interested in the topic, you're interested in the discipline, and want to, you know, that curiosity that drives the questions and
do you like being in front of young people that – whose minds are thirsty?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, I can understand that, especially. Because pursuing a graduate degree, and I talked a little bit about mine during the break, but see, I was in the military, and I was being paid to be there and to try and excel at what we were doing. But pursuing it on your own is not always easy. Especially for a doctorate program. How long did it take you for your doctorate program, John?
It took me 5 years.
5 years.
Start to finish.
Same. 5 years.
5 years. Yeah. Okay, so you already had your master's.
Right.
And my granddaughter is pursuing her master's right now down at Arizona State. Mm-hmm. It's a 2-year program, and I didn't. Of course, where I was at, it was kind of compressed because we were, hammering in there. But a 2-year program, and then so for a doctorate, 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Did you ever get at any point in there kind of go, I love knowledge, but this is just enough. I think I'm smart enough.
Did you have that moment then?
I think you overload at some point. You do, particularly I think during the dissertation writing process.
Oh, yeah, I had it a couple times where I was like,
I've seen, of course, you see instances, of course, are very rare where the student who's writing the dissertation picks up a hammer and attacks his his chair, the head of his master's committee. And is it because they changed things, or they want to change things? See, mine, he said, one of our committee has a problem with this, with these two lines, and I went, these two lines out of this 100-page document, these two lines. Well, yes. Would you change them? I mean, he's running around because we're running out of time. Mm-hmm. And I went, okay. And I changed them. Mm-hmm. I can't remember. I changed small dog to puppy. I don't know. Something like that. But the chair of your committee is very important because, I mean, you're working with them so closely. And do you get a chance to pick yours? The chair?
Yeah, I had a very good experience, but I have heard of horror stories as well from my peers of committees changing, a professor leaves or something like that, and now you're kind of stuck.
Yeah. Okay.
I had a very good
experience. Similarly, had a great relationship with my doctoral advisor, David Whitford. Chose him from the faculty and still very close. Yeah.
Well, in mine, I was lucky on the one I got because he was very helpful. And very supportive on it and kind of ran interference for me.
That's crucial.
That's critical.
That's supporting. Yeah.
Okay, political science and history.
Yes.
Tell me about your political science classes. Do you delve into how we got here now?
Yes.
And I wish you could explain it, how we got here right now.
We do. Our main political science professor is Dr. Ryan Brasher, who is a brilliant scholar, and his main focus is sort of international relations in regard to U.S. policy in the Middle East, but he also teaches courses on U.S. history, U.S. Political science, and we have a slew of very capable adjuncts. But you can kind of take one of two tracks. You can focus on the political science aspect, which you're very familiar with, regarding theory and thought, or you can delve more into the criminal justice side of things. And we do have a criminal justice track within the political science major.
We're just starting that, right? At Simpson, you're going to be a criminal justice
next year. Yeah, so we're looking at starting that in the fall of 25.
That would be fun to take. I mean, I would never use it after that, but I think it would be kind of fun to take something like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because they have age requirements. They're ageist. Over there at the police departments.
There are new laws coming into place, So, and we have the focus already, but we are expanding that, seeing the demand for law enforcement. We're growing that into its own major.
And I see reaching out because, in full transparency, and people know this, I'm on the Citizens Advisory Board for whatever they call it now, for Simpson. I have been since the very first one. And I've watched Simpson grow and expand, and I'm so happy and I'm so proud to be a part of that. But reaching out to veterans, which is my love, and if you have a criminal justice major there, I can just see that appealing to many of our young veterans that get out, coming up to a beautiful place, getting their degree, and working up here is going to be great. So I think that was a brilliant move, again, by Dr. Hall, that and offering some of the things we're doing. When you get into your discussions, because you have students from all over the world, literally, and some of them are coming from countries that don't have the freedoms we have. What kind of what do you see when you're teaching or the classes are being taught on how our country is founded on these freedoms? And they're sitting there looking at it, and, only thing they know is what they've read or heard.
Really, the ideal situation, I think, is that diversity in the classroom, is bringing different perspectives globally but also politically into a single spot. We were discussing a little bit beforehand about sort of the entrenched ideologies that people tend to hold politically today. And the goal is to create an environment where students can in a very sort of comfortable context, engage with ideas that they disagree with, but also sometimes for the first time really wrestle with ideas that they do agree with, that it's no choice if you haven't looked at the alternative to what you hold now. And so that's really what we're seeing, not just from international students, but from students who have spent their entire life in the United States, who are becoming aware for the first time that there are other experiences, there are other positions, and ultimately I think many come down on the place that this is the ideal. Having, you know, the American freedom is the ideal, but having the opportunity to explore other choices gives them the ability to recognize that this is what they choose rather than that's what they're forced into. And so these sort of diverse classrooms are really the epitome of the exploration of knowledge, the political science, and historical experience.
Well, see, the and this is one of the things we talked about at the Veterans Gala the other night. I don't remember if we spoke about it from the dais or not, but where your veterans come in and give a different perspective. And a lot of times the veterans will come into a class, 22, 23 years old, combat tours, learned a little bit about life. Right. And you hear an 18, 19, 20-year-old talking about, oh, this is the way it is, and having no concept of reality, including sometimes professors who have lived in a somewhat of an insulated structure, you know, of academia, and how they handle that. And that's one of the reasons that the Veterans Success Center and places that where the veterans can kind of get together and they chat about it. But it also gives another perspective in the class, which I think is important. When somebody gives a theory and you're talking to somebody that's been on the ground there and saying, well, this is what I observed, at least in my area. So I think you're absolutely right. The more diversity you get in there, to be able to discuss about what a great place America is and these freedoms we have. I have never come back from a terrible place and not, when I sat back in the United States, thought, damn, we're lucky or fortunate that we have what we have here. So, okay, got to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. It's across the parking lot from the old Lucky Miller's, which isn't there anymore. And before that, the Subway, so you got an idea where it's at. It was established in 1960. I've only been going there 17 years and have never had a bad haircut. It's not a salon. No. It's not a hair salon. It's a barbershop, Cypress Square Barbershop. They have discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business, locally owned, locally operated. I make appointments. Call on them at 530-244-9478. Get an appointment that works on your time. And like I said, it's a barbershop. Shave around your ears, shave the back of your neck, warm lather, all of that stuff that just makes you feel good. Hey, it's man's last stronghold. It's right on the window. Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back.
For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. On sale now, all tomatoes, peppers, cantaloupe, and watermelon plants are half price right now. Hurry in for the best selection. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, crepe myrtles, and majestic trees, along with roses and ground coverings. All 1 gallon or larger are all on sale, and all bag soil amendments. Don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Come check them out. The easiest way to find them is on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road, across the street from Tucker Oaks Golf Course. Open Tuesday through Saturday. You don't want to miss this sale.
The Reading Sash Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, the craft of fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
Are you craving a delicious pizza at a great price? Look no further than Charlu's Tap House. Charlu's Tap House is bringing back their incredible pizza deal. Every Tuesday from 4 p.m. until close, you can enjoy half off on your second pizza. That's right, buy one of any size and get the second one half off. This offer is only available for dine-in. So gather your friends and family and head over to Charlu's Tap House. The famous meal deal is back by popular demand. For just $29.95, you can choose between a medium two-topping pizza or a large plate of spaghetti with two mouth-watering meatballs. You have the option to indulge in a large house or Caesar salad. It's a complete feast at an unbeatable price. Charlu's Tap House is the place to be every day of the week from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Enjoy a refreshing drink from our beer wall and get a fantastic 25% off during happy hour. Don't miss out on these incredible offers. Visit Charlu's Tap House today and savor the flavors you love at the prices that can't be beaten.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits, and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
Welcome back, Free Fire Radio. Good morning, everybody. It's 7-Eleven Day. So if you go down to your local 7-Eleven, you'll get nothing. But it started July 11th. The 7-Eleven started back in 1966. And this is just enthralls me because I call every one of those fast food convenience stores 7-Elevens because that's the only ones we had back there, and they've always been 7-Elevens. Now they're AMPMs and others that are nameless. 8:36 in the morning. It's about 80 degrees out there, going up quickly to 110 today. I'm with Simpson University, and I'm with Dr. John Ayabe, who is the provost, and Dr. Tim Orr, who heads up the political science and history programs over there. And Dr. Orr, you were talking about a program y'all have started as, or kind of restructured, called the Honors Program.
Yeah, so we piloted it last year called the Simpson Scholars, and we're fully launching this year, but we did have our first class come in last year. And the Simpson Scholars are designed to bring in high academic performers, but also students who are really, truly invested in the mission of a small Christian liberal arts college. We got together as a faculty, and we spent some time asking ourselves, what is the number one attribute that we want in a student? And the answer that rose to the top very clearly was curiosity. We want students who have the ability and the interest to explore big ideas, small ideas, difficult ideas. And the Simpson Scholars is really built around that concept, bringing in students who have the capability and the interest to explore truth and beauty and what it is to be part of community and how to better build Simpson and Redding, California, and our country as well. And so the Simpson Scholars take dedicated classes alongside their regular coursework, where they get a smaller setting. It's fewer students, and we already have small classes at Simpson, but this is designed to create sort of the optimal classroom setting to explore the ideas that we've talked about.
Okay, and what results do you want?
The idea.
How do you measure the result?
Yeah, well, that's more Dr. Ayabe's purview, the measurement, the assessment.
Yeah, here you are.
But really, I tell my students, there are things we want you to know. There are jobs we want you to be able to get, and indeed they will be able to get those jobs. But more than that, there are people we want you to be. And I think the integrity of the student, of the citizen that we create is the measurement. And it's a difficult thing to sort of analyze, to assess, but that is, I think, true of most things that are most worthwhile. And John was very supportive in the launching of this program, and you have your own, I think, interest.
Yeah, honors program. Yeah, it's kind of like your super student in a way.
In a way, I'm really proud of what Tim has done in getting this started. I think it's something we've talked about for a long time, and so to see it finally kind of coming to fruition has been great. I got to sit down on one of his classes, honors classes, this past year, and I think one of the things I noticed quickly was just the level of community that develops with the students. How many did you have? About a dozen or so?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, students. And there is a connection that they all make. Since they're taking these classes together, there's just a natural kind of community that starts to form between them. And just the level of questions and curiosity that they all exhibit was just refreshing. And it was just a really great opportunity to explore some of these questions and issues and themes that sometimes we can't get into in a lot of detail in the larger, bigger classes.
Sure. What do you expect them to produce from these classes? I mean, papers? Do you test, here's a multiple choice test? Obviously not.
Yeah.
No,
so
I
we're
say that thinking that you don't.
We are working on onboarding them from the general education, the Ascent program that we have that all students take, into their majors. And because we've just launched, but the goal is, as they move into their majors, for them to produce sort of a senior thesis, a senior project that embodies the full scope of their academic journey at Simpson. So there's often a misconception that honors programs are just supposed to be more difficult, and they might be because of the nature of what we're asking them to do. But the real goal is for the program to be just more in depth, to dive deeper, to take the time and to have the support to engage with those questions that are worthwhile. And hopefully, whether they are nursing majors or history majors or biology majors, in their senior year, they'll put together the full experience and produce something that says, this is the ultimate sort of product of the university education. Whether it's a paper or a presentation, we have our student research symposium, and they'll present there.
So each student does this. You expect this from each student?
Yes, this is a...
So it's not like a group think?
No. Okay. Not at the current stage. We also are toying with the idea of putting together a journal of sorts that eventually those will be published and sort of put out annually.
Mm-hmm.
But each student does have a great deal of ownership over their academic journey. Yeah.
All right. Dr. Ayabe, challenges that your instructors are facing.
Yeah.
It's a very diverse, different groups. They're different than we were.
Yeah.
And they were different than probably 4 years ago. Mm-hmm. So what are those kind of challenges you're seeing from your instructors?
Yeah, you're right. I think the student population has shifted a bit, even since I've been there. We are seeing a more diverse population, which, as we talked about earlier, is a wonderful learning environment to be a part of. But that, it does create some challenges there. I think just in terms of this generation of college students that are really trying to manage so much more. When I look at what some of our students are having to manage just in terms of school and maybe athletics if they're an athlete and just their personal lives. I mean, there's just so much more that they are being bombarded with and having to manage on a day-to-day basis than when I was in college. I think that becomes a challenge in the classroom. It can be a distraction, and so professors are having to become more versatile in how they deliver their courses and the content in those courses to engage students.
Is the old stand there in front and lecture gone? I mean, probably not. But
it's not completely gone.
Another way of delivering.
Yeah, it's not
like that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not completely gone, but those are, I think, becoming less common. In some of our larger classes, and as Dr. Orr said, our classes are generally fairly small compared to like our state schools. A large class for us would be somewhere between 70 and 100 students, and we only have a handful of those larger classes. That kind of limits as far as the modality, and so those tend to be a little bit more lecture. But our average class size is about 17 to 20 students, and so that enables for
That's cool.
much more engagement at those upper levels.
You see these You see people on Yahoo, not Yahoo, YouTube, asking college students pretty basic questions. They have no concept of what the answer is. And here they are, you know, there's a sophomore, junior in college, and they're pretty basic questions. Are we preparing our young people to go to college with some kind of base? I mean, that you know that Mexico is south of us. I mean, that was one of the questions. I mean, they're looking around. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
Based on my experiences, I'm guessing those videos are pretty tailored.
Could be.
I am impressed with the average college student who comes in. And they've had a difficult run of it these past few years, particularly with COVID restrictions. I was also in Kansas City last month grading AP exams for Modern World History. And really, I think the vast majority of students coming in are prepared to grapple with the material. I don't think it's a knowledge issue so much as it is an environmental sort of temperament issue, that there is so much bombarding them nonstop that any time there is sort of a critique of a position that they think is worthwhile, the response is to become just kind of put the walls up, you know, lock everything down. And one of the things that we're working to train our students is that you very rarely critique something that isn't worthwhile. You don't spend time, you know, bashing something that isn't important. And so when they receive critique, or when your position, something you hold to be true, is critiqued, the ability to sit and to hear and to listen and to be curious about that is incredibly valuable. And I think that is the thing that is not conveyed.
That is so important, what you just said. I'm going to take a break, but that is so important that you listen to the other side and don't immediately jump up and say you're an idiot. You know, hear what they have to say and just listen. That's kind of going away. And now we also want to, if I don't agree with your position, I want you canceled. Which is, to me, is very strange. But got to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm.
At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. North Valley Distributing is a major supplier of electrical and electronic products for the industrial and construction markets, featuring services with concentration in industrial automation, lighting, distribution, controls, data communication, solar, and energy solutions. North Valley Distributing, a proud sponsor of Reading Colt 45 Baseball. Call 530-222-1500. That's 530-222-1500.
Man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Uncle Sam put your name at the top of his list, and a Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist, and an eagle will fly, and it's going
Welcome
to be
back. Free Fire Radio. Good morning, everybody. 50 in the morning, our last segment here on July the 11th, 7-11 day. And it's 8:50, like I said, in the morning, and it's over 80 degrees now, going up to 110 today. It's going to be like that the rest of the week. I think it starts slowing down next week where it gets all the way down to 100, but it's going to be balmy, and maybe bring a jacket to work. My guests today are coming from Simpson University, Dr. John Ayabe and Dr. Tim Orr. Dr. Ayabe is the provost, and we learned what a provost does. He cracks the whip over Dr. Tim Orr and all of his fellow instructors. And we've talked about a number of things here going on at Simpson University, and we kind of ended up with the honors program, which is kind of students are getting into it, again, being able to concentrate a smaller group of people on being successful and making a difference in their communities and their jobs when they go on from here. Because the bottom line is you want people to go out with the training to be employed.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
That is absolutely correct. I'm glad you mentioned that, because this is something that we have also began to work closely on in terms of our curricula and making sure that our students, when they graduate, are ready for employment and careers. We recently received a grant from the CIC that is enabling us to implement vocation and calling, career planning, into the curriculum. So it's not something that we just sort of tack on at the end of when they're in their senior year, oh, I got to think about work. Beginning in the freshman year, we're developing reflective and career planning opportunities in courses as they are moving through their GE requirements, but then also their major. And that's something we've started that process of implementing at Simpson. We're really excited about that.
Well, you know what? It should be called survival. Survival 101 out in the business world. Yeah. I have a friend that was hiring somebody. It was a well-paying job. And the lady told him, I don't work on Fridays. And he looks at her and he goes, you don't work on Fridays? No, I just don't work on Fridays. He goes, I work on Fridays. She goes, yeah, but, she didn't get hired. But at least she was upfront about it by saying, I don't work on Fridays. How do you tell somebody, I don't work on Fridays? Anyway, so it's kind of like a survival class for, as they're going through, is that, hey, you're kind of insulated here. I mean, not totally, but you're an academia. Mm-hmm. When you go out in the business world, it's going to be different. And they don't really care if you're not having a good day.
Yeah. Yeah, and so we've really in the last couple of years even have upped internships. That's something that we are really wanting to. You had mentioned earlier, and I think maybe off air, that how Simpson has been really trying to lean into our community be the, you know, the hometown university for the North State, and we want to provide excellent workers for the industries and workforce here in the North
of
State.
Course.
And so and part of that is giving our students opportunities for internship or job shadowing or getting out into the community, in businesses, in organizations, getting some of that work experience, if you will, while they're still a student. And that helps also them to think through what they are planning to do and what kinds of skills and things they're learning in the classroom that can be transferred into the workplace. Right. So it's something that we're really pushing now, and I think we're going to start to see more of that. And I think the community is going to start to see more of that in the years ahead.
Technology. Mm-hmm. I mean, no matter what you're doing, technology is touching on us. Chat, GP, mm-hmm. Is it GPX?
GPT.
GPT. Yeah. I use it. And, I mean, if we have to write a 30-second commercial, I say 30-second radio commercial, I put the facts in. I mean, literally 2 seconds later, there it is. And you may have to change a couple words around. Has this become a problem in universities and college, especially when it comes to, you know, papers that are due on Friday and it's Thursday night?
It has, and I think it's a similar frustration to what math professors have dealt with in regard to the calculator for years, that the end result of the work really isn't the goal for a lot of these undergraduate classes. The goal is the process of learning how to think. And ChatGPT is just a very useful tool, like you've said, but the goal is for it not to replace a student's ability to think. And so trying to train them that there is a proper way to use these tools that allows you to be more efficient with already a highly functioning thought process, that's the end goal. But if you skip the thought process part and just go straight to the tool.
That's what you hear is that we're not training our students to – this is a blanket thing, and I know you've heard it. We're not training our students at our universities to use logic, to challenge things, just to – they end up just accepting ideas they hear. And, I mean, is that something you face? Now, Simpson University, Reading's own, is a different type of university. It is. It's smaller. It's Christian. So you've got a different, probably, group of people. But when you hear this from so many different sources, is that something that you worry about?
Well, I think it's something that we are very cognizant of, we're very aware of, right? That as Dr. Orr was mentioning, that you know the students nowadays and. And I think this kind of gets to the point I was making earlier about how they're bombarded with so much. So even content is so readily available. You know, it used to be in the university, you would go to university to get the content.
Right.
And now it's just out there. And so what we've had to do in the classroom and in our programs is shift the emphasis from just simply delivering content. They're getting that.
Right.
But how do we now navigate that? How do we critique it? How do we utilize it effectively, honestly, and productively?
Through your own logical and thought process, right. Dr. Orr.
Yeah, precisely. And this is, you know, it is a challenge, and I think it's been a challenge probably throughout all of human history. You know, that is the benefit of
looking back. Oh, my God!
Yes.
Yeah, all of a sudden, you know, you don't have to handwrite anything. How can you take the time to think about it? And so I don't think this is a new issue, but I do think it is amplified. And I think that it is the goal of faculty and students to wrestle with it and to try to figure out a path forward. And like we've said, you know, multiple times already, I think communication and the ability to approach ideas that you disagree with thoughtfully, caringly, I think that's going to go a long way.
Okay. I like that. It's kind of like an ender. I've read books I know are written by AI. I mean, I didn't realize it when I was reading it, but then I had another author, because Kindle Unlimited and myself have a love affair going on, right? And this one author said, this is not AI like you're reading in other ones. And then I started thinking about this one series I was reading. So much of it, you know, like you when you're writing a series, you have a tendency to put in kind of, you know, it's a character and thing, but they put in the same thing, almost the same words all the time. And I'm thinking to myself, is this something that was generated? Now I start thinking, is this generated by a computer? I mean, it's put together well and all this. So when you see something as professors, do you ever wonder, or is there a way to check to make sure that really was this logical, thoughtful piece was done by the student?
ChatGPT is getting better, but you usually can still read a paper and say, all right, I know who the student is. I know what they're capable of. This is not it. There are also online programs that'll proof check for AI sort of patterns. But it is there. It has made grading a little bit difficult, where it kind of sits in the back of your head of, am I about to compliment a computer? So there is, I think, a fear, but I do think the reality is usually you can still tell.
Yeah, and I think you make the point that it's why it's important for our faculty to know our students, which is much easier
that
in a context
when
like
you've
ours.
Got smaller
when
classes,
smaller classes, it's hard to hide the student. And so and we have relationships with students where we can talk to them, we can bring them in and say, hey, let's talk about this paper you wrote.
Yeah.
So it's there are ways to.
Okay. Well, Dr. John Ayabe, the provost, and Dr. Tim Moore, the head of the Political Science and History Program, thank you so much for being with us today. We've run out of time here. Tomorrow is that the second? Is this the second? Yeah. Our lawyer, Patrick Gorman, will join us tomorrow talking about that. It's going to be hot today, 110, my friends, so, take care out there. We're also going to have the Sandwichery celebrating its 40th anniversary in business will be joining us tomorrow morning. I can't wait. Have a great day, and God bless America.
Back down. Medical Center, your life, your health, your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.